Why do the memories end up fading, but never win a million?
He made it, this guy, Ian LaRue,
love him,
to number one on the Algo FM Top 30 last Saturday. And he started off as a guest on the Friday Music Club here on The Drive. So you never know where these artists are going to end up. And today is like, it's not no different. We're not departing from the format. It is time at 3:30 on Friday
for the Friday Music Club.
And we've got a new artist to introduce you to if you haven't met him before. He is from Cape Town. He grew up surrounded by poverty and gangs. The music in his heart kept him going. He watched his dad DJ and play old school music. From the age of 12 already, he started making music and he built a huge fan base, went and relocated to the US, worked with international artists who have been on Billboard chart topping journeys themselves, came home and started racking up over 100,000 streams. He's on radio stations all over the country. He's on Algoa FM today. His government name is Matthew Sylvester.
Yes.
We call him M-A-double-T. Welcome all the way from Cape Town, M-A-double-T.
Yo!
Thanks for having me, guys. It's an honor to be on the show.
We actually were talking about it just before we started. Matt is your kind of nickname, I suppose. But your artist name is M.A.T.T, but it's pronounced M-A-double-T.
Yep. It's like a play of the tongue, like just to spell it. Normally people would say M-A-T-T. But I'll be like, it's M-A-double-T, so it's more frequently and easier to roll on the tongue. Yeah.
Well, I feel like, you know, if I address you informally, like, yo, M, what's up, dude? But if I want to, like, take you to the bank, I'll say, Mr. Double-T, can we sign here, please?
No.
M-A-double-T, you're a rapper. In your, the info we can find online about you, it talks about your background. In the introduction, I was chatting about that. The music really was a big part of keeping you on the straight and narrow, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I actually didn't get that last piece because the signal just got out. Can you just repeat that last piece?
No problem. Our signal is powered by the windy city here. What I was saying is, growing up surrounded by poverty and gangsterism and so forth, the music was important to you. How important was it?
So it was basically an escape route to get to where I need to be in my life because, I mean, growing up in poverty and growing up in all the things that we see in today's life, if I hadn't been doing the music, I probably would have ended up like most of the people in the colored community ends up. It's either gangsterism or I've probably been dead today. Mm. So because my brother got killed, that was like an eye-opening for me. So that basically saved my life. And then so that's why I have a tattoo on my arm that says, "Hip-hop saved my life," because it gave me a voice to at least get to where I need to be.
It started in your hood and then went international.
Yes, and you went to the USA. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, obviously being influenced by so many great artists there and the rap game being so different in the US to South Africa. How was it for you?
So for me, actually, as an up-and-coming artist, like 2 years ago, I was trying to find myself and trying to find my sound. The best thing that I could do was just to go to the land of opportunities and also to see the great work that the people do in the U.S. because, I mean, the industry itself, it's in the U.S. So when I went out there, the first thing I did was I went with like a blank book and I was like, look, I'm just going to take in as much as I can. And the more studios and more producers I work with, I actually found out who I was individually. And they just gave me some good advice to be who I am, but also uniquely different because everybody in the U.S. is trying to fight to at least make it over there. So I was at least the guy trying to make it. And being a South African actually separated me because, like, it was something new to them because they thought South Africa was a jungle. So
they still think
amazing.
That.
That's why we're surprised that your breakthrough single wasn't something like a song called Elephant. It was a song called Grateful. Tell us about how exciting it is for Grateful to be doing so well on the streams, over 100,000. In fact, it's closer to 140.
Yeah, I think it's probably almost close to 150 now. So basically what happened with that song was I was actually in Hollywood. And being in Hollywood, that was one of my places that I always wanted to be as a young kid.
Yep.
When I got to Hollywood, I was telling myself that I remember I still spoke to my mom on the phone. And I was like, Hollywood seemed so fake because it was like just in front of me to sign. And I remember telling her that I was so grateful just for like being in the space of where all the elites and all the world famous people are. So for me, as a kid coming from poverty and all of those kind of things, for me, I was super grateful. And that's where the song comes about, because like I was like, I have to say I'm grateful and I got to thank God for at least getting me here, because I could have been dead. So I got to there, and that's where the song's inspiration came from. A young kid going straight to Hollywood.
Well, you are an inspiration. You are definitely an inspiration. Well, where can we find you online? Where can we go and support your brand and your music?
So on Instagram, MATT_music. And on Facebook, it's Matt Music. Twitter is the same. It would be Matt_music. And it's basically the same handles. If you want to find me on Google, you can just type in the Cape Town Rapper.
Cape Town Rapper. All right.
That's the synonym that was put with me, so.
Well, thank you for bringing your talent to the Eastern Cape, to Algoa country today. This tune is the one that's done all the good work online. Grateful. Just very quickly, you're with Nicole on the track, on the vocals, the female vocals, obviously. Very quickly, how did you guys connect on this?
So we actually met through online pages like Instagram things. And because I started to notice that she actually has a good talent and a unique talent, and because not many people heard about her, and I was like, okay, let me give this a try. And we did a song previous to Grateful, and it did super well, especially in the U.S. So I thought, okay, let me use her for Grateful, and I never knew it was going to hit this kind of barriers and things and break as much as I can. And today we're sitting with a great act, so it was just someone new and a new voice that I used on the vocal. So that's how we basically just clicked it together. Yeah.
He might be a new voice to you. He was on the Friday Music Club right now. His name is MATT, all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. Matt, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. All the best for your tune. This is Grateful. It's the first time play ever in Algoa country. All the best to you and your future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, guys. You guys have a good night.